HarperCollins presents The Book of Queer Prophets, 24 Writers on Sexuality and Religion. Curated by Ruth Hunt. Read by Raj Katak, Kristin Atherton, Ruth Hunt, Phil Opoku Gyama, Jarell Robinson Brown, Padraig Otuma, Amru Alhadi, Gary Rutter, Michael Segalov, and Jay Holm.
Dedication. This book is dedicated to the countless queer people who continue to find the courage to speak truth to power, even to those we love. We are the channels of peace, and we bring so much love to the world. And it is dedicated to the love of my life, Caroline, who doesn't believe in an interventionist God, but knows that I do. Introduction. For lots of people, reconciling the fact that I'm a lesbian and a Christian is extraordinarily difficult. It is, for some, an irreconcilable contradiction. If the fact that I happen to go to church crops up in conversation, they often wonder if I'm joking. Yes, but really, they ask. You're a lesbian, an activist, a campaigner. You've been made a peer in the House of Lords because you're a lesbian, an activist, a campaigner. How does God fit into that? It's a good question. It is a sad reality that many news reports about religious communities today concern the ways that LGBT people are being excluded, prevented from participating fully in the rites and rituals that form such a crucial part of spiritual experience. Whether we can be ordained and serve as faith leaders, whether we can marry at all, let alone marry in a religious service, whether trans people's identities will be recognised and celebrated. For far too many LGBT people, places of worship and belonging have become places to fear or avoid. Their religious community might have been historically silent on the issues of sexuality, but seemingly from nowhere their faith leader has started protesting about same-sex marriage, or trans inclusion, or sex education in schools. A young person who begins to understand more about their sexuality or their gender identity suddenly feels they are no longer welcome within their congregation. That's why this book, The Book of Queer Prophets, is so urgently needed. It tells the stories of the people behind those anecdotes and headlines, and most importantly, shows how some of these people are finding ways to recognise and reconcile these two crucial aspects of their identity. In these pages, you'll read about the experiences of people who believe in God like they believe in love. There is nothing contradictory for them about their love of God and their sexuality or gender identity. I am one of those people, and I am one of those people who wants to be able to experience that faith, that belief, in fellowship and communion with others. This is not an unreasonable desire. Belief can, of course, be riddled with doubt and uncertainty, but at its most simple, belief is similar to the absolute conviction of love. It's easier to describe the absence of love. We know when it doesn't exist. But when it does exist, it defies explanation or definition. Love is. Belief is. God is. For those with such belief, being part of a fellowship of others who believe is vital. A community can strengthen and fortify faith. It is that sense of belonging which compels some of us to speak out. Some of us know that we have a responsibility to speak truth to power, to those who detest us or tolerate us. We are tired of being told that it's not quite the right time to accept us, that our existence and welcome into the church threatens its very fabric. We are part of a faith community, and we have something unique, sacred and vital to contribute. We are, understandably, running out of patience with the supposed ethical pragmatism that requires us to stay in the shadows. Some, of course, don't believe in God and watch with bewilderment this so-called community pontificating on the lives of other people, claiming a higher authority as a justification of their intrusion. We need to hear their voices too. These are often people whose upbringings were religious, but who found themselves with many questions and too few answers. They often have important observations about how religious teachings can be warped to exclude and marginalised. Faith leaders and communities need to acknowledge those we've lost, who feel left behind, and whose relationship with faith teeters between ambivalence and alienation. We cannot and should not deny the hurt
Sample complete. Ready to continue?